Good morning.
How are you today?
Insane.
Thank you. Will do.
Hey, ladies, how's it going?
Here, Alicia. How are you doing today?
Yeah.
I'm praying for you guys. There's a lot going on. How you feeling, Addy? Doing okay? Okay. Good. Well, good to see you all today.
Just for a summer. I wasn't there a long time.
Oh.
But, yes, I was, so I went through the World, World Magazine. It's a Christian news weekly.
Okay.
And, anyway, I was awarded, an internship from that at a local newspaper. I worked at the Asheville Citizen Times.
Okay, yeah.
For the summer there. That was right after my wife and I got married. We got married in June and went right down there.
Oh, okay.
So it was a lovely time. We were up along the Blue Ridge Parkway there.
That's where I'm originally from.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That area, not from Asheville.
Yeah, okay.
More Black Mountain than type area. Yeah, all my family and everything is still back there.
Yeah. And what sort of work do you
have? I teach at Auburn University.
And
I'm assuming
you know Andrew
Irving,
right?
No, I met him last week.
Okay, good. He's a professor from our church that works here as well.
Yeah, we figured out that we came here 1 year apart. We never met each other.
Okay.
Yeah, 13 years and we never met each other.
You're busy when you're on here?
No doubt. Or, I mean, I guess maybe we had not even one of us from every school.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help, if you have any questions or anything, let me give you a card. This is my cell phone. We don't have somebody in the office here all the time, but that's my cell phone.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well,
feel free to give me a call.
Okay. Well, then, good to meet you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. I saw you called me the other day. I'm sorry I didn't get to call back. But
so you think you have time this week to go for lunch again? I am getting doctor's suit.
Okay.
We just want to try the right
Okay. That would be wonderful. I would love to try. Yes. Let me think. I think this week should be okay.
Just let us know.
Okay, good. Well, it may not be all of us. Getting everybody's schedules to mesh is kind of challenging. But you're thinking lunch?
Lunch, yeah.
Okay.
Because
good.
When it have to be about, so they don't have to be so. I mean, they told me what time they're so busy. And, you know, so they wanted to have it a little, like 1 o'clock, around 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So I can call them and let them know.
Okay, good. Well, what I'm thinking is, so the kids have school Monday and Tuesday. I can't remember what Sue's schedule is, but I'm thinking Wednesday or Thursday would be good because all the kids would be home. But what I don't know is whether Sue's available. And maybe you're not thinking our whole family, but.
So I don't know Sue's schedule off.
Yeah,
we'll
talk to Sue first.
Okay.
I think the kids would like something simple.
Okay. Well, they need to be straight. We'll just get them a small amount.
Okay.
And make sure we get some rice, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get rice if you want, yeah.
Good. Well, we'll work on that, and yeah, we'll talk to Steve.
Okay.
Good. Good to see y'all.
You
too. Blessings. And I have not got, I've called, but I haven't gotten an answer back from Natalie. But I also want to talk this week about our church information.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
By the way, do you have another one of your books?
I think that's my last one for now. Let me look on that. I might have another one, I'm not sure though.
Why do we need another one? Gary, the one who meets it at the school year.
Yeah, we can get by one. It'll be fine. We're both using it, so that'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I'll look, and if I find one, I'll grab it. Okay. Good. Well, I think they're $14.
Okay.
So what I would do is just drop it in the offering plate and just say this is for for a book.
All right.
Good. Well, good to see y'all. And I think, as far as I know, we're on for prayer. I'm on for prayer on Tuesday. Friday, probably like noonish. I'll be headed out to go down to Western Kansas.
Yeah.
Pray for us in that. I think it's going to work out fine, but this is a very small, very rural church.
Yes.
You know, kind of not drawing the next generation. And now getting older. You know. So, anyway, the presbytery asked me if I could be part of this commission to go there and help them work that. Thank you. Good to see y'all. Have a good week.
Good
morning. Thank you for that sermon. That was very good. And there's a song that has a phrase in it. Keep thou me from presumptuous sins.
Yes, yes.
I don't know which one it is.
I think it's Psalm 16. There's one that language of presumptuous didn't make it into the new song.
It didn't?
No.
Yeah.
So,
that's sad.
Anyway, well, I was disappointed.
But it's still in the scripture.
Right.
You know, so many times you're saying something, I've got a hymn running through the back of my mind that's telling all of the stuff that you're talking about.
Okay.
Even for the doxa that you say when you finish.
Today or
yes, today.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a we used to sing that all the time in Methodist church as a choir.
Okay.
And so it always goes through my head. I think, I wish we could sing it.
Yeah, that's
but amazing. It's that all those very words, you know. I like that when I try to talk about things. But anyway.
Yeah, but no. That's I think how our minds are designed to work is we hear this and it pulls all this memory back here. And I have that same thing with songs where I'll hear it. For me it's exactly the opposite. I'll hear a hymn tune, I'm like, and then there's
that used to drive me crazy when I first came into this church because we were singing this tune that was a hymn that I knew very well.
And these are not the right words.
I'm very musically oriented, and I'll get a song in my head that, or a tune even, that or a phrase that just will not ever leave me. You know,
so I really
depend. I go back to a hymns very quickly because I used to have to play the piano for church service, and because I wasn't very good at piano yet, I would practice and I go through the hymnal. And in practicing, I picked up the words as well too.
Well, and when we meditate, whatever we meditate on, those are the things that are written on our hearts, aren't they?
Right.
So
what have you been meditating on?
What have I been meditating on? Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are lovely. True, especially. Uh-huh. That's the hard part to me. Mm. I have a granddaughter that is just flipping completely out because of that, everything that's been going on. And her own personal life has contributed as well. But I need to go see her, and I tried yesterday, but she wasn't there.
Hey, guys.
But she was here. Uh-huh. Mary's daughter, Zoe.
Is she a nurse too?
Well, she works as a CTN or whatever they call that.
In the medical.
Yeah, and that's what's gotten her down partly. This COVID is everywhere, you know, and especially with the spike in the number of people that have come in. She said it's affected their staff as well. They don't have the bedding that they need. They don't have the food services that they need, and all that kind of stuff. So,
you know what I heard? I was talking to, this was actually Rebecca Adams. So the hospital told her that if you are associating with people outside the hospital and inadvertently bring COVID in, you will be terminated in that
case. Because there's so much.
So essentially keeping her from, I guess, the family. You know, it's like, you know, we need you, you know, to come on, work with this COVID patient. But if you introduce it in, I mean, that's the basis of the
But that thing. Right there is a fallacy, it seems to me, to blame somebody for bringing something in. You know,
first of all, how do you
who
know?
That's
right.
That's
not right at all.
Right.
But obviously you can't take it to court of law, you know.
Right.
It is
concrete.
Yeah.
It's all. Who knows? I really don't know.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen a year like this.
Yes. Oh, what a strange year. Yes. Sounds like we're on the cusp of some changes, but.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so too. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Good to see you. Hey, Simon. How are you going?
Good.
Good to see you. Glad to be here. Hey, man. Welcome. Glad to be here today. So are you guys passing through, or?
Yeah, we were just up in Lawrence this weekend. So we're going to head back to Manhattan.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I always love it when you guys show up. It's hard for you to sneak in the room.
I don't mean to keep coming to the back, but I did use that a while back. You shared like a few questions that I should ask, like to start a conversation about what we believe, like Catholics.
Yeah.
And I went on a walk with my roommate, who's an RPer, and then just a few Catholics in my chemistry group, and I asked them those questions, and it opened up like a 3-hour conversation. They didn't really know what they believed, but it was really good to just ask questions.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Makes you think about on what basis do I believe this?
Yeah.
And that was the thing that Luther was really pushed back to. Initially, the argument that he was having was over indulgences. Mm-hmm. But very quickly, as he and the church collided, he found himself pressed back to, well, how do I know what I'm saying is true? Thus saith the Lord. And then throw back to the church. Hey guys.
Hello.
See ya.
Have you heard?
Yep, see ya. Hey, good to see ya.
No, I mean, it makes sense because I'm trying to third day when I'm at home.
Hey. Thanks. It was free.
Yesterday,
with the
prayer or the
Jericho. Yeah, it was a good. So I'm guessing there were about 150 there. So it was a decent turnout. You know, it feels a lot smaller when you're there underneath the huge Capitol building. Mm-hmm. But we were on the south steps. It wound up being two rallies that merged into one. Mm. So there was the Stop the Steal rally, which somebody else was involved in organizing. And then there was the Jericho March prayer rally. So people just kind of came together. It wasn't real clearly organized. Mm-hmm. So there wound up being no separation between the two. So we were all together. So basically we had, so I prayed at the beginning, and then Dave the Pew also. So we both said a few things. It was brief, but and encouraged people to be praying while they were, you know, while they were walking, and everybody, you know, very very supportive of that. Then started walking, and it was kind of more chanting and more, you know, everybody's carrying Trump 2020 flags, mm-hmm. and you know, kind of there was definitely a political flair to it.
Well, and that's the email I got was definitely, you know, okay. In support of Trump. And it was just really, when I saw it the first time, I'm like, oh, that's just kind of strange. What's that going to mean? When is the, you know, will the media actually catch on to that?
Yeah.
Will they know what the Jericho March is about?
Right, yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, I think, there was something big going on in Washington, D.C. I didn't see any reference to Jericho March anywhere. It's my position that not interpreting the Bible. This is, you know, we're being inspired by a story from our religious scriptures. You know, somebody made the comment, if I shouted, then this whole building would come falling down, and we would get accused of terrorism. What? Well, yeah, there's some of the, you know, strange things, you know, that go on, and but I think that it was nonetheless, the kids went with me, and we walked 7 times around. They walked 7 times around the Capitol, mm-hmm. and you know, so. Walking around, chanting, Stop the Steal, 4 more years, We Love President Trump, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I was like, okay. So we just walked and prayed, you know, and we walked around how many times? 4 times?
4 times.
And then we just went back over the steps, sat down and prayed for, you know, probably 10 minutes. And then left, you know, and this is what I think I've come to expect for these things. This is not the time for deep thought. You know, this is not analytical time. This is, we want our voices heard. And I think, you know, and I think that that's fine. Let the rhetoric build on.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to have people there who are leading us to the throne of God, who are, you know, reminding us of what is ultimately true. But I always tell the kids, you know, Stop the Steal. I'll chant that one. I want every legal vote counted. You know, but...
Doesn't sound very good, though, does it?
But...
Well, that truth sounds better.
But We Love Trump for 4 more years. I'm like, nah, that's campaign record. The campaign is over.
It doesn't point us to the ultimate truth.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, none of it does. It points us to a political candidate. You know,
it points us to hope that's in a person.
Well, and again, the problem there is the minds of the people who are at the rally, and that's where, again, you know, the way that changes is as God's people are there, you know. And have their Bible, and pray, mm-hmm. and again, I was honored. Come on, you know. And so I was on the bullhorn, you know, an opening prayer, and it was cool, you know.
Well, even just that, yeah. And that, I'm sure, peaceful thing, you know. And I'm like, because I've been sitting there thinking about it, it's like, okay, I don't know. Because it is, when I first read it, I was just like, this is just weird.
Yeah.
Mix that, but then it's like, but God always uses everything in some way.
Yeah. And I think to see, this is not, you know, this is where common grace is so important. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm stepping into the public square with my conviction. I'm not here to learn. I'm not here to debate. I'm here to express my opinion. Mm-hmm. And the way I want to do that is I want to pray. I want to open my Bible. I had my Bible open, you know, and I read from that.
Right.
It's like, and everyone's like, yeah, you know, and then just kind of went on from that to, you know, to political stuff. And it was like, well, what I did was important, you know, and
exemplifying where we are.
Not touching.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it is ridiculous. You just kind of, I would love to speak out about just everything that's going on, mm-hmm. but there's a time and a place for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and again, these are places. You know, Kevin Mullen, awesome, like going to stuff like this. He had a track, no matter who's president, Jesus is king. Mm-hmm. And we went to a rally in 2020. Mm-hmm. And we're passing those out. That was one of the last things we did together before we moved away. But it was neat to, you know, and Kevin was good at the written thing, you know. And I think that's a strategy that I'm... And I thought about it yesterday, but I didn't have any of the right tracks.
Well, it can be a catalyst for good conversations.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it was a good camp. We spoke about it yesterday in our Saturday morning. Just trying to, at some point when it's just like, because we're talking, I'm like, all right, ladies, let's just go where we need to be.
Yeah.
Let's look at this scripture here that we're in a study group. Uh-huh. So we're using... I don't know if you know Bible Study Fellowship actually produced an app, which I think
Yes.
And it's not real detailed, it's just very broad overstrokes, but it's still pointing us where we need to.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that's so important. Yeah. So important. The work we're doing is as important as ever. We did lock.
All right, so I thought what we would do today is look at, I want us to open both your catechisms, and I want to go through the first catechism, but I want to think about what questions does it match up with in the shorter catechism. Okay, and there's kind of sections here. So we're not gonna recite the questions today. Rather, I want you to just look at them. So first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna group which questions in the first catechism go together. We're gonna figure out what is that topic, and then we're gonna think about. So you'll need to be able to flip between both of them and see the different sections. All right. So Anna, why don't you do the first one? In the first catechism, what questions would you say go together as a group? Look at the first about five. I think there's a distinct group, a couple within there. But what would you say is the first grouping? What do you think, Nick?
I think the first grouping is like 1 through 13, just like all about God.
1 through 13, okay, you're going big here. Okay.
It's all like, what is God? Where is God? Uh-huh. How does God make you? Why did God make you? How do you glorify God?
Okay, I would argue that section starts in question 6. I think there's something before. I think in the first five, you can see either one or you can see two. What would the first two questions be about, Anna? Nope, I don't think so. I mean, God does it, but what does God do? Okay, make stuff. God makes me. Where would you go in the catechism then? Where would that theme match up in the catechism? I would say in the shorter catechism, questions 9 and 10. Those two especially. What is creation? God made everything. And then God made man, male and female. I love how they say it here. Who made you? It forces you to think about, well, who am I? Kind of like the sermon today. Uzziah. Uzziah, who are you? Well, I'm a creature of God. And that right there, I think, would have reoriented him from his pride. Okay. So then, questions 3 through 5, Anna, what would you say those are about? There's one word that is either in, and it's not God, either in the question or the answer of all three of them. Okay? So, why creation? That's what I'd say. What's the purpose of creation? And what is it? Okay, glory is a concept. What is the purpose of creation? Use glory in a sentence, Anna.
I don't know, Dad.
It's harder for Anna and grass. Abstract concepts.
Okay. Go ahead, Nick.
What was the question?
Why did God make you and all things? this is introducing a concept here. But why did God do creation?
For his glory.
For his glory. And how do we practically glorify God?
By loving him and doing what he can. Okay.
So where would this concept of glorifying God? It's not just glory in general. There's all kinds of glory. It's the concept of living for God's glory in the world. Where would you match that up in the shorter catechism? How about
first question?
Okay. And the second question. At least the first two, maybe the first three, okay, I think are related to that. Okay, so then we come to your section, Nick. I think that's good. And this is, remember, theos is the Greek word for God. So when we say theology, some people say theology proper. What we're studying is we're studying God, the character of God. And Anna, which ones in the shorter catechism would be about God specifically? Okay. And okay, at least six, maybe, and you might go all the way through verse 12. Again, there's interrelationship there, but at least 4 through 6, I think, are good. Okay, Anna, how would you summarize questions 14 and 15? Okay, and how about in the catechism, in the shorter catechism? I would say questions 2 and 3 match up with those. The only authority is the Bible. What does the Bible primarily teach? Nick, how would you summarize question 3? What does the Bible primarily teach? Two things.
What we must believe about God.
Okay. Gospel, truth, and
law.
Okay. People don't use that word very much. What is that? What is that category in ordinary language? Gospel, truth, what we believe, blank, how we ought to live. Requirements, okay. Yeah. God's moral instruction, what you should do and shouldn't do.
The rules, I guess.
The rules, yeah. Okay. Okay, so then how about 16 through 19. These are all dealing with Adam and Eve and the creation at the beginning. Where would that be in the shorter catechism? What would you say, Nick?
9 and 10.
Okay.
I see 13 as well.
13? Okay. Good.
And 12, I guess.
Good. Yeah, so we can keep going, but But I think question 20 then, kind of going back and forth between me and Adam and Eve, me and Adam and Eve. Anyway, let's read a few of these, beginning with in the first catechism with question 19. All right, Anna, what else did God give Adam and Eve besides bodies? And do you have a soul as well as a body? How do you know your soul will last forever? Good. Nick, in what condition did God make Adam and Eve? And what covenant or agreement did God make with Adam?
A covenant of life.
What is a covenant?
A relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees by his word.
And the covenant of life. What did God require Adam to do?
To obey God perfectly.
What did God promise in the covenant of life?
To reward Adam with life if he obeyed God perfectly.
And what did God threaten in the covenant of life?
To punish Adam with death if he disobeyed God.
Okay, so notice that in the covenant, the first covenant, there's both a promise and a threat. Okay, we need to believe God's promises and we need to tremble at his threats. Okay, what was the threat today? The threat was, if you become proud,
you will be destroyed.
Yeah, okay. Again, pride leads us ultimately to damnation. We must submit to God. You do not have anything that you have not been given. All right, Anna, did Adam keep the covenant of life?
No, he sinned against God.
What is sin? Good. What are the two kinds of sin that are being talked about in question 29? Can you put those into words? Lack of conformity to means not doing what you're supposed to do.
Talking to me?
I'm just kind of talking. What kind of sin is that? That not doing what you ought to do. That's a sin of omission. Okay? Or transgression of the law of God, breaking the boundaries of God's law, doing what you should not do. So one is not doing what you should do, and the other is doing what you should not do. And do you remember what we call that one, Anna? Omission and commission. Okay, to commit sin or to miss.
Yeah.
Both of those are.
I think that in our society today, we think of commission way more often than
yes,
omission.
I totally agree. And
like you're in school and it's like, here are the lists, here are the rules that you must not.
Yeah, these things you cannot do.
Yes.
You may not do in this class.
And even in the
but what should I do? Okay, I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to do weed. I'm not going to... But what should I do while I'm here? Why am I here?
I feel like those ones are left more to your parents to teach you how, just like how to live. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I feel like that's... In the Ten Commandments, most of them are also commissioned. Like,
Don't do this.
Kind of thing
don't
where
do
it's
this.
Like make them positive. Make them not say don't do this.
Yeah.
Make them say
yeah.
do this.
And remember that that's where the catechism is helpful. Well, what does this negative commandment require? And you're like, but it's negative. Well, but there's a positive duty implied. And let's state that as beautifully and winsomely, you know, don't commit adultery. What does that require?
Just like
to be chaste in your singleness, to be loving and faithful in your marriage.
fourth commandment is another good one where it's like, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, but also work the 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
yeah. Don't work on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, there's more to the commandment than that. Yeah. Yeah. So question 31, Nick. What is meant by transgression?
Doing God forbids.
Now, what does every sin deserve?
The wrath and curse of God.
Okay. What was the sin? Okay, Anna, back to you. Question 33. What was the sin of our first parents? Who tempted Adam and Eve to this sin? How did Adam and Eve change when they sinned? If you're miserable, you gotta think really carefully. Is there something I'm doing right now that's leading me to be miserable? Now, that's not always the case, but it's a good check mark. You know, a lot of times people are miserable because they are sinful. Because right now I'm sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. You know, am I happy right now? What's going on in your heart? Why are you growling at me? Holy and happy. God made me for His purposes. I want to do the will of God. You know what? You're going to tend to be happy. Okay, question 36, Nick. Did Adam act for himself alone in the covenant of life?
No, he represented the human race.
What effect did the sin of Adam have on you and all people?
We are all born guilty and sinful.
How sinful are you by nature?
I am corrupt.
What is the sinful nature that we inherit from Adam called?
Original sin.
And can anyone go to heaven with this sinful nature?
No. Our hearts must be changed before we can believe in Jesus and go to heaven.
So, Nicodemus, in John chapter 2, he fell into a very common fallacy. That, by the way, I've seen in my own life, and I've seen a lot of covenant kids fall into. Well, I was born into the church. I was born into God's kingdom. And what did Jesus say to Nicodemus? Do you remember? He turned it completely on its head. In order to enter into the kingdom, you must be born from above. You must be born a second time. That is earth-shattering. Your default is not being a Christian. Your default is being under God's judgment. And what needs to happen? God needs to give me a new heart. I need to believe what He says. My heart needs to be warmed and challenged and converted. Has that happened to you? If it has, then talk about it. Tell people, this is what God did for me. He changed my heart. And if it hasn't, then pray. Pray for that.
Dragons existed.
Yeah.
All right. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you have made.
And we love you, and we thank you for giving us a day of rest and a day of worship. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us family together. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to walk in your ways, to love the things that you love, and to and just thank you for one another. In Jesus' name we pray.
Be a lot more aware of how to and fiber.
Yep. Are you gonna start eating healthy then? You know,
aware was the word you used. Yeah. Not transformed. I'm like, how many calories are missing?
At our age, we don't have to worry about calories.
What? That's not. That's not quite how it works.
You will. Yes, what happens for you now?
I'm drinking water.
What, were you not drinking water at all? Were you just like dehydrated all the time?
Well, I mean, yes.
Yes, probably.
When I started drinking water because I wanted something to drink while I was doing school, but I was like, man, so I can't do that with soda. I was like, okay, if I make the water really, really cold.